Must be a daba. Daba, we call it.
That's fine. What do you call? It's not something for a baby to lie in that has four wheels and a handle for you to push it by.
Carriage.
If you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to the baby. What would you do to the carriage?
Push the carriage, I guess.
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Fine. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy blank his father.
Say he was like his father, similar his father.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you say the boy blank his father.
Semley is father.
All right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
Midwife.
Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city? If you saw someone from the city walking down the streets here, what would you call them?
Maybe I say a stranger.
All right, but wouldn't a stranger refer to someone from a different town as well?
A person from the city, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people by someone from the city?
Maybe they say they from the country. They don't know no better or something.
Well, if one were in a big city and we're seen there, city person would say what? He'd call him a...
I don't know.
Okay. How would you refer to another person whose skin is the same color as yours?
I mean what the name or something? No, what they are?
What they are.
A Negro.
Okay. There are also some words that some people might refer to members of your race which you wouldn't like to hear. Could you give me an example of a word you wouldn't like to be called?
I wouldn't like to be called a nigger.
Okay. How would you refer to someone whose skin is like mine?
White.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a white man and wanted to call a person something insulting. What could you say? You know. For example, if someone went up to you and called you a nigger, who was a white man, what would you like to say to him in return?
No.
Okay.
It'd probably have to be.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully
mad.